The landing was successful, and Armstrong recovered so quickly, even in the small gravity of the moon, that he decided to proceed with the walk immediately, some 5 hours before coverage could begin. However, nobody had realized the difficulty of doing up a zipper in one shift gravity. And that 5 hours passed as they struggled into their spaces. And as time went on, it appeared that the walk would begin during our 10-minute coverage with our less efficient receiver in the off-axis seat. But the distance is then playing the limit. Dust could be seen racing across the paddock from the southeast, and the dish was hit by two sharp gusts exceeding 70 miles an hour. The centre angle drive met the dish coming back, and the controlling floor was several inches under it. Fortunately, the Venice angle rack survived the blows with only lasting impressions on the reverse side of the racks. The front pass and our improved picture from our main feed showed on our direct monitor and the relay from the ABC. The TV from the moon was in slow scan and at 10 frames a second, and those scan converters in Sydney used to convert to both Australian and United States standards.